coming up on Eagles Game Plan.
As a quarterback, I'm ripping that in cut right there all day. But now Carson feels Marcus Peters sitting there, and he can't throw it. Doesn't force the play, and then gains about 4 or 5 yards on the scramble, does a nice job. And this is just him and his growth in the offense and maturing as a quarterback in this league.
They do such a nice job of game planning, understanding defenses from the other side and understanding how to attack these defenses. They're doing it against man coverage. They're doing it against zone coverage.
So when the Eagles look at their first 9 games, they're going to see a dominant defensive line and a very, very dominant Fletcher Cox.
Hey, I'm John Clark. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And here on the bye week, we are going to look at the dominance of Carson Wentz, an MVP candidate. As you know, he leads the NFL in touchdown passes. And over the last 5 games, he has 17 touchdowns. That's more than he had all of his rookie year. And it's the most in Eagles history over a 5-game span. So to break down this dominating play, here is the head coach, Doug Peterson, along with our own Ike Reese.
It is 3rd and 4. Wentz under center. Wentz fakes, rolls, looks, fires, touchdown! Alshon Jeffrey!
Joining us for this week's tape study is Eagles head coach, Doug Peterson. Coach, welcome back.
Thank you.
Excited to have you in here to break down a little bit of offense. And Carson Wentz, I mean, he is the talk of the league, coach. He's having an outstanding start to this season. Let's take a look at some of the plays that he's been able to be successful on. And also, we're going to look at some plays where he's sort of grown from last year to this year.
Okay, cool. We kind of knew Denver, when we went big people, they were going to bring 6-2 goal line into the game. And so felt like that our best opportunity was to get Carson on the edge. And so all we're doing here is bringing Trey down in motion. And we're basically sealing with Isaac right here. Brent Celek does a nice job. And then Trey is actually going to work through here on a crossing route. As you know, as being a linebacker, you get guys running in front of your face. It kind of moves your eyes just a little bit. And then we're trying to get the back into the flat. This is kind of the gist of the play. And then Alshon working the back half of the end zone. This is primary for Carson. This is primary. This becomes secondary. And he actually gets his eyes back to the back part of the end zone and throws a laser to Alshon with great protection here on the pocket. So this is just a well-executed play. Carson understanding the defense, understanding the design of the play. And he does a nice job because really this roll pass allows him to get outside the pocket. Yeah. But he does a nice job staying inside of Celek to throw this strike to Alshon.
Yeah, he's been excellent in the red zone all year. 10 touchdowns. I think he's leading the league in his play down in the red zone. Now, this play happened a little earlier in the season. Late in the game, you're driving down for what would eventually be the game-winning field goal from Jake Elliott. Talk about what Carson is reading on this throw with these three guys over here.
Yeah, so basically it's a sideline route. So we're going to try to hit 3 areas of the field on the sideline to get our ball out of bounds to put us in a chance, obviously, in this game to kick the game-winning field goal. So basically you got Torrey Smith at the point, and he's going to run a deep, high corner route. And then Alshon's going to get in his wake, and he's running a more of a sideline corner route. And then we're going to run an up and out with Nelson right here. So you got 3 levels working on the sideline. And really, you just kind of, as a quarterback, you're just finding the void and trying to, with him being primary, you're still trying to just put the ball on the sideline and get out of bounds. So, again, great protection, 3-man rush. You see Torrey right here working and trying to take this man out of there. And then what ends up happening is you feel this void as a quarterback right on the sideline to be able to put the ball in there and get your feet in bounds.
Great throw from Carson to get this ball in there.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I tell you what, 17 does a great job of just high-pointing the ball. Carson puts it in really a spot that, as you can see with 2 defenders, he actually puts it in a body spot. So where now Alshon's in great position to defend himself from the defenders. The defenders fall down and allows him to step up and out of bounds and allow us to kick the game winner at that point.
Now, Carson, playing at the level he's playing at this year, MVP level, I'll see it. You don't have to say it. But you look at the growth process of Carson. Watch him last year here against Seattle. He doesn't read this defender here, Cam Chancellor. So Chancellor does a nice job following the quarterback's eyes. and he's able to pick this pass off.
Exactly. And just like you said, this is a veteran safety reading a rookie quarterback, and his eyes, I know, are staring this route down 100% of the time, so this ball gets intercepted. So we're in this game. It was a pretty tight game for most of it and giving ourselves an opportunity, but really on this particular play, you got a flat defender, you got a hook curl defender, and then you got a buzz safety. All he's doing is reading Carson's eyes on the play. So you got a guy that's working the middle of the field here to hold the safety, and then you're working a deep in cut right there off of two flat and hook curl defenders. So as Carson comes back, he's staring it down. He doesn't see Cam when you got Ertz right here underneath it. And then you just take on first and 10, just take what the defense gives you, and then you never know what happens with ball in his hand. He might be a 10, 11, 12-yard gain, and then you get up and out.
One thing I know we all love about this kid, he's a quick study, doesn't typically make the same mistakes. Going to get the same route concept this year versus the Chiefs, and watch how he plays it this year.
Yeah, so this is off a play-action pass, and it's basically the same thing. We're still going to get the through route here. We're still going to get the deep end cut right there. And the one thing he does now is this backside corner, Marcus Peters, who, you know, he's a crafty veteran and young player, but he's a tremendous corner. And, again, he's just reading quarterback's eyes. And by design, there's nothing to hold him on the backside, so it can free him up, just like it did Cam Chancellor with the Seahawks. So play-action pass. You kind of got what you want. Second-level defenders are biting, but you can see right now Marcus is looking up anything coming back to him, whether it be a deep cross or anything of that nature coming back his direction. So he's sitting right there. Carson now sees it and feels it. With that leverage as a quarterback, I'm ripping that in cut right there all day. But now Carson feels Marcus Peters sitting there, and he can't throw it. Doesn't force the play, and then gains about 4 or 5 yards on the scramble, does a nice job. And this is just him and his growth in the offense and maturing as a quarterback in this league.
Tape Study is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's, proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles. Coming up on the show, we're going to look at what this coaching staff is doing to help make Carson Wentz so effective in situational football and helping him become one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. But first, let's talk about what Jim Schwartz is doing to create so much pressure on quarterbacks, and we'll answer the question, who are we most excited to see in the second half of the year on this Birds team? We'll find out when we come back on Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today. Self-scouting is brought to you by Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the official orthopedic and healthcare partner of the Philadelphia Eagles.
As the Eagles enter the bye week with an 8-1 record, the best record in the NFL, what the coaches are going to do now with this time off is they're going to look at the first 9 games, see what they've done well, see what they feel they can improve upon as they get ready for the home stretch, the second half of the season. One thing they will see on tape, and this is a real positive, is the play of Fletcher Cox. He has been dominant almost on a weekly basis. But the Eagles have also done some really good things to create one-on-one matchups for Cox, and he's really not that blockable one-on-one by centers and guards. Let's just go back to the last game, Denver. You can see the front alignment. They've got two defensive ends on the right of the screen. That's Graham inside a tackle and Curry outside of him. So what happens here with Cox at defensive tackle on the other side is the Broncos will actually slide the protection to the two defensive ends. Makes sense. They're defensive ends. So what do you get? Cox one-on-one with a guard. Not a good matchup. He collapses the pocket. There's a sack. Another thing that the Eagles have done, and they've been doing this increasingly each week, and I really, really like it. It's what we call a diamond front. It's 5 across, and in this front, Cox is almost always the zero technique, meaning he's aligned head up on the center. When you do that with this 5 across front, you create one-on-one matchups. Here against San Francisco, Cox beats the center, drives him right back into the pocket for a sack. As I said, really difficult to block Cox one-on-one with a guard or a center. The other thing the Eagles do really well is pressure. They don't pressure a lot. They're not a high percentage blitz team, but they have zone pressure. And here's one going back to Washington week one, where they blitz two from the left side of the screen, drop Brandon Graham out. But what they do here with Cox, who's initially aligned to tackle, is he widens so he can be one-on-one with the right tackle, Morgan Moses. And even here, Cox beats the right tackle. Keep in mind, when he was in college at Mississippi State, he lined up often at defensive end, and he won as an edge pass rusher. Here, he beats a tackle. So what we see is the different ways in which the Eagles get Fletcher Cox one-on-one. He's certainly a mismatch against guards and centers, and as we've seen, he can be a mismatch against tackles as well. So when the Eagles look at their first nine games, they're going to see a dominant defensive line and a very, very dominant Fletcher Cox.
All right, Ike Reese, Jim Schwartz showing a lot of different looks with his defense, and he is getting after it this year with more selective blitzes than last year. This sounds more like a pub down the shore. Tell me about the green dog.
Hey, well, here's the thing. Now, don't confuse this with necessarily an all-out blitz. But what I like that the Eagles have put into their defensive scheme is that we're going to add pressure when pressure is needed. Take a look at this front here. We got man-to-man coverage, a little bit of a cover one. We got man-to-man coverage here. And really, we got man-to-man coverage here with these three guys based on where this running back goes. So when the ball is snapped, what you're going to get is the green dog. Nigel Bradham is responsible for the tight end here. But once the tight end blocks him, he engages with him. Right? But then the tight end decides he wants to come off and help on Brandon Graham. So instead of Nigel sticking to the tight end, he decides he's going to rush there. That's the green dog. Once his blocker decides to commit, once they let him go, he's able to rush the quarterback, pick up a big sack there. That's one of those five-man pressures that isn't necessarily designed on every play, but it's added into the pressure package. Now let's take a look here versus the Redskins, right? That last play was a little bit of a green dog, but also what Jim is doing, he's taking advantage of game planning against whatever your pass protection is going to be that week. We know when teams face this Eagles defense, they're concerned about these guys up front, so they need to know where all these guys are lined at. Washington decided they're going to slide their protection to this side to help out over here. And what they have been doing is basically scanning Chris Thompson to the backside to help this tight end block on the defensive end there. So what Jim decides to do specifically for this game is that he's going to walk Malcolm Jenkins up here to give the look that Malcolm may be in man-to-man coverage there on the tight end. Chris Thompson, he's already predetermined. He's going to come over here to help out on the defensive end. And then as you let the play run, you watch how Malcolm takes advantage of it, green dogging. He decides to go. Chris Thompson has to redirect, pick up Malcolm there. And here's what Jim Schwartz wanted all along. He wanted a one-on-one matchup where it favors the Eagles. Derek Barnett being blocked by Jordan Reed. That's not going to happen. Great job by the rookie defensive end taking advantage of his one-on-one matchup.
Were you ever green dog?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I used to love when my number got called for the green dog. Guy blocks, I get to go. That's typically a free sack.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, we're going to find out how Carson Wentz has become the best red zone and third down quarterback in the NFL. What are they doing so special? And can it continue down the stretch? We'll cover that and a lot more when Eagles Game Plan, presented by Verizon Wireless, comes right back.
As the Eagles' offensive coaches look back at the first half of this season, they're going to be very pleased with two critical areas: third down conversions and the red zone. Third down is always viewed as the quarterback's down, and Carson Wentz has been outstanding on third down for a myriad of reasons. But let's start with a play that I really, really like against the Carolina Panthers. This is very representative of Carson Wentz. What you're going to see here from Carolina is they're going to blitz from the slot with Captain Munnerling, their slot corner. Now, Zach Ertz is going to chip him, but once he chips him, he then goes out into a route, and Munnerling becomes Wentz's man. He could throw hot if he wanted to, but keep one thing in mind. This is a critical point of the game. The Eagles only have a 5-point lead, and it's 3rd and 16. So while Nelson Aguilar does a great job of recognizing the blitz and presenting himself as a hot receiver, that throw's not going to get a first down. And we know that Carson is a very aggressive guy. So what he does is he doesn't throw it hot. He works up in the pocket. He climbs the pocket so he can beat Munnerlyn. And he hits Mac Hollins on the deep dig for a 19-yard gain and a first down. That is high-level execution on third down. That's what Carson Wentz has done exceptionally well through the first nine games.
Hey, Mike Quick, not only do we have the best quarterback in the NFL on third down, we have the best quarterback in the NFL in the red zone. 15 touchdowns, no picks, yeah, down in the red zone. And one of the players that is a big part of that is his go-to guy at tight end, right?
They do such a nice job of game planning, understanding defenses from the other side and understanding how to attack these defenses. They're doing it against man coverage. They're doing it against zone coverage. This is a zone coverage situation. They know down here they're going to get a Tampa 2 style of defense in a 3-by-1 set with this middle linebacker turning to the three receiver side. And on the top side, you're going to have just a one-on-one. It's going to end up being just a one-on-one situation against this safety, Zach Ertz working against that safety. And Carson Wentz knows right away that that's what he has. And watch how well Zach Ertz, just this little movement to the outside, just a subtle movement, it forces that safety to open his hip to the outside. And watch here. Look how quickly he's ready to throw. Zach Ertz didn't even turn yet, but he's ready to pull the trigger, and he puts this ball in a perfect spot for Ertz to go up and get the football. Just a perfect example against zone coverage, how they're winning, how they're game planning to attack defenses. Another example, John, it's a three tight end set. You're going to have Brent Celek right here lined up tight to the line of scrimmage. And right here, you have Trey Burton. And what these guys are going to do, they're going to make it easier for Zach Ertz to get open. He takes this defender wide. He takes this defender across the field. And then it's, again, a perfect one-on-one situation where Ertz is going to come off. He's going to widen this guy and give an easy throw to Carson Wentz. He's crossing. He's widening. And just a little bit of an outside move. And see, this safety has to turn his hips, and Zach Ertz is going to fight to get back to the inside, and Carson's already ready to throw. He pulls the trigger, perfect throw on the upfield numbers, and then he just launches into the end zone.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. And you know, even with the Eagles off, when they come back, they will still have the best record in the NFL. And the good thing is, it's almost like they get two additions at midseason. Jay Ajayi and Ronald Darby is expected to be back.
Yeah, I'm really excited about Ron Darby coming back. Listen, when they traded for him in the middle of training camp, we all were excited. We watched him in his first preseason game, and we see why they made the trade for him. Let's take a look at the play against the Buffalo Bills in the preseason, his old team. They tried double move with Anquan Boldin. The thing that I love about Ron Darby is his speed, his makeup speed, the way that he plays the ball when it's in the air. Not necessarily known for his hands, but he's always in the right position. Great interception here. And then I talk about that 4-3 speed. That's just something you can't teach. And to have that element in this secondary to add along with what they already been doing through the first 9 weeks of the season, this team is just going to get better as the season rolls on.
And real quick, do you guys both throw him in back as a starting corner on the outside?
Oh, no doubt about it. He's your best corner when he's healthy. He's the best corner on this team.
All right, Mike Quick. Eagles now have a two-headed or a three-headed monster at running back. How about Jay Ajayi and what he's going to provide?
Well, I talked about one addition. I want to talk about another one of the additions. That's Jay Ajayi. And I think he brings a combination of speed, power, and a lot of the things that you need to be successful at that position. And running behind this offensive line, the way they've been dominating the line of scrimmage and controlling the line of scrimmage, and I think we're going to enjoy a lot more of Jay Ajayi. And check out this play. Watch how this offensive line, they fire off, control the line of scrimmage. You got those combo blocks on both sides, and then he turns what would have been, guys, a 6-yard play into a 14-yard play. I think this guy is going to really be a great addition to this offense, this football team. And as you know, in December and hopefully in January, you have to be able to run the football, and they've got a good one in Jay Ajayi.
And he will be introduced to the Eagles-Cowboys rivalry when we come back from this bye. Thanks a lot, Mike and Ike Reese. You've been watching Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless. We will see you next week. Eagles-Cowboys. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Verizon Wireless, the official wireless network of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. McDonald's, I'm loving it. And by AAA, the right call for every drive. Visit AAA.com today.